USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is considering the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We must get at the truth and do everything in our power to restore Americans' faith in our elections and this grand, ongoing, noble experiment of democracy.
The measure doesn't have enough support from Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing.
Only six Republicans say they'll vote in favor of the measure. It's already passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said, America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three police officers in Washington state were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Rankin. The Attorney General's office said it was the first time it has criminally charged police officers for the unlawful use of deadly force, and the second time homicide charges have been filed since Washington passed a law in November 2018. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A former Marine faces extradition to Spain and maybe even North Korea. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
Lawyers claim a former U.S. Marine wanted by Spain for breaking into the North Korean embassy in Madrid 2 years ago to help a diplomat defect could be assassinated by Kim Jong-un's regime if he is extradited by the Justice Department. 40-year-old Christopher Ahn on Fox News.
U.S. government's trying to extradite me, and it's very disappointing that that's what they want to do, quite frankly. But I also have trust in the American government, I have trust in the American system, and quite frankly, I have trust in the American people. You know, all I can do is have faith in the fact that in the end, logic and common sense and people who care about what's going on will prevail.
Mr. Ahn faces his final extradition hearing in federal court in Los Angeles, California on Tuesday. 2 years ago, he was freed on $1.3 million bail, but was forced to serve home confinement ahead of a possible extradition to Spain. Magistrate Gene Rosenbluth is expected to make a ruling in a couple of weeks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Christine Wormuth was confirmed as the first woman to serve as Secretary of the Army. President Biden nominated her. She served as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy during the Obama administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.